Hello and welcome to the Monday, February 2nd, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Super Bowl game just finished, and of course, with all these big events, there tends to be spam taking advantage of the event. If you do see anything that sort of tries to tie in with the Super Bowl, send us a quick email, forward us the text that you see. Would be interesting to know what they're trying to achieve, whether it will be regular spam, whether it will be malware, or whatever is sort of behind it. And then a quick look at two other diaries from this weekend. First by Rick about SSL warnings, what Google learned from actually interviewing and testing different warnings with users, and how this affects how Chrome is dealing with bad SSL sites. And then secondly, one of sort of my hot points always, and that's asset inventory. We have had a number of sort of emergency patches, well, already sort of two this year if you're talking about Flash and the glibc issue. So it's really important in those cases to know what you need to patch, what your exposure is, and having a good asset inventory is really the first step into that direction. So if you have any hints to share or so, please comment to Chris's diary here. And BMW cars equipped with Connected Drive can be unlocked remotely by, well, more or less anybody with the right software to do so. Turns out Connected Drive works by the car connecting to a BMW server. The intent here is, or one of the functions, that, for example, BMW can unlock the car if the owner locked himself out of the car. Turns out that the car doesn't necessarily verify whether or not it connects to the correct server. So what happens is that anybody can sort of impersonate such a server and then send the command to the car to unlock the doors. BMW is shipping a patch for this. I'm not sure if this patch will actually be applied automatically. Almost sounds like this from the description, but the fix here is really just to use HTTPS and with that also to properly verify the certificate of the server so an attacker cannot impersonate this server. There are about 2.2 million cars worldwide that are affected by this, and cars in the US should receive this update this coming week. And many routers that are using SynOS are vulnerable to have their DNS settings changed remotely without authentication. Vendors like D-Link and TP-Link, as well as CTE, are using SynOS, and of course there may be a number of other brands that are essentially using the same software and hardware. Turns out that in order to be exposed, you need to have a remote admin capability enabled. As a quick fix, you should make sure that the admin interface for your router is not remotely accessible. That's pretty much best practice anyway, because we have a number of these vulnerabilities and vendors are pretty sluggish in patching many of them if your router is even still supported. And I guess old social engineering tricks just don't die. The latest one being used successfully on Facebook is a video that claims to display porn, but after a quick preview, I guess, that makes it plausible what the content of that video is, you are asked to download a special video player. We have seen this often before. Amazing that people still fall for this trick, but I guess it is plausible because it comes from your friends. After you click and install the video player, then of course you have a keystroke logger, and this malware will take advantage of your Facebook credentials to post this message for your friends. This basic attack scheme goes back to Coupface, I think, is the first instance I remember, which, if I remember correctly, came out in 2011. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.